morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. It's Monday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the nation's capital, the crime capital of the world. Don't have any guests here tonight, folks, but a couple of things we'll need to comment on because, well, they're in the news or otherwise should be. And, of course, one of those things that's in the news that has been going on this past couple days, although there was a break for the weekend, and that is the trial in Chicago of Christopher Blinn, popularly known as Kingster Balloon, the close and intimate associate of Daryl Bradford Smear and that girl, Queen Esther Huffschmidt. Of course, as you who are longtime listeners know, Blinn was arrested in his front yard back August 15th last year, and following his arrest, he made the outlandish accusation that I was working in league with the Anti-Defamation League and Homeland Security to have arranged his arrest and then later sabotage him publicly on this radio program. The details of that, folks, are drifting slowly into the past and into the mist, but there is a little detail about what happened during Blinn's arrest that just finally came out publicly. Blinn was intoxicated when the police arrived at his home at his invitation. Mr. Blinn was intoxicated under the influence of alcohol. And frankly, folks, I must tell you that the people at American Free Press who had occasion to socialize with Christopher when he was in town, and oddly enough, I only had dinner with Christopher and his wife maybe once or twice in all the years that he worked for American Free Press, and prior to that, the Spotlight, when they came to Washington. But I understand that Christopher had an amazing capacity for alcohol, drinking double vodkas on the rocks. They're pretty heavy drinks, folks, and I'm an old two-fisted drinker myself. And I can tell you that anyone who can throw down lots of vodkas should be very, very careful. And it appears as though maybe that's just exactly what happened to Mr. Blinn that fateful day when, perhaps in a fit of intoxication and seeing this unmarked police car driving around his house, he made a 911 call and reported suspicious activity. Then, of course, when the car showed up and it turned out to be the very same people who he had called 911 about, this is what ignited him. And being intoxicated at the time, he reacted in such a way that caused the police...
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Running a little late, so forgive me for my late return to the phone here. Shuffling through some paperwork. Just getting my bearings after this little two-day break over the weekend here. Well, as we were going into the last break, I was discussing the sad saga of Christopher Boleyn. I don't know if his trial has yet come to an end, his criminal trial in Chicago, but evidently even one of his own former neighbors was testifying against him. And as I say, when the assembly of the evidence comes forth, it appears as though that this was not a setup by Homeland Security. This was just your simple down-home police action. Sometimes the police do things they shouldn't do. We all know that. Sometimes the police overreact, but, you know, they're in a tight situation sometimes. And evidently, Mr. Boleyn announced he was going for reinforcements and turned around, and they told him not to. And, of course, when you turn your back on a cop and say you're going to go get reinforcements, I guarantee you the cops ain't going to like it. I've known some cops. I've heard some personal stories from cops. I have a couple friends who are cops, Gentile cops. Gentile cops who don't work for the Anti-Defamation League of NABRIF and have no interest whatsoever in the case of Christopher Boleyn, Kingster Boleyn. But needless to say, this appears to be what happened, folks. This was not some carefully coordinated conspiracy to get Christopher Boleyn because he happened to be writing about 911. And, of course, that's the most important thing for us all to remember here, folks, that it was Mr. Boleyn who called the police in the first place. The police just didn't show up for no reason at Mr. Boleyn's house, suddenly raid his house. It was Mr. Boleyn who called the police. And if you recall from some of Mr. Boleyn's early stories that he and his wife wrote, they said specifically that their little daughter, who was present at the time the incident was developing, the little daughter herself told her father to be careful and stop talking or acting the way he was doing with the police because, as she said, Daddy, they might arrest you. Wisdom from the mouths of the babes. So it appears as though, if the police testimony is correct, Mr. Boleyn may have indeed been under the influence of alcohol. In his early writings on this sad story, he admitted, as he put it, that he had just been to the wine store. As I always say, in my neighborhood, we call that the liquor store. Mr. Boleyn and his wife have lived the high life, international travel. She was a supermodel, previously married to a former rock star, the biggest rock star in Eastern Europe, apparently the biggest rock star in Estonia. So they've lived the high life. Christopher himself, as a very young man, lived with what's been described as an erudite countess in Sweden. And so there's been well, let's just put it bluntly, folks. They come from that wild world of what we've heard described as sex, drugs, and rock and roll. The high life of an international model, international travel. Sometimes the alcohol and the drugs get to be too much. We do know for a fact that Mr. Boleyn was very much under the influence of alcohol during his trip, paid for, incidentally, by American Free Press, his trip to Venezuela. Our support for that accusation comes from no less than 911 hero William Rodriguez, who accompanied Christopher Boleyn to Venezuela and witnessed Mr. Boleyn drunk for several days on the beach, engaged in a belligerent argument with 911 philanthropist and truth seeker Jimmy Walters. So the record shows, based upon what some of the folks at American Free Press have seen for themselves, what we've had in reports from Mr. Rodriguez, we have seen that Mr. Boleyn does have a tendency to, shall we say, act out. And bringing it all full circle, folks, I think that's what happened here. I know on the first occasion where I met Mr. Boleyn and his wife, we'd had a few drinks. And you know, when you've had a few drinks, you don't always quite know what to make of someone else's actions. But this should have been a tip-off to me that Christopher and Helya Brand Caskell Boleyn were of a different order, so to speak. When I was brought into their home for the very first time, that very home in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, at which the incident happened, Mr. Boleyn and his wife, and it struck me, it seemed rather odd. It almost seemed as though they didn't live there. There was something odd about it. It struck me, it passed through my mind, is this a CIA safe house, to be completely honest? But what did Mr. and Mrs. Boleyn do that first time that I was in their home, hardly more than 1 or 2 hours after I met them? They displayed nude photos of Mrs. Boleyn to me in her modeling portfolio. Christopher said, oh, here's Helya's modeling portfolio. And it just happened to be right there on the table. I was astounded. When they came to the nude photos, as Mrs. Boleyn flipped through them, she stopped. She stopped right there. She didn't flip beyond. And I happened to glance over my shoulder and saw the peculiar look on her husband's face. Was I being tested? Was there a camera in the room somehow monitoring my reactions to the nude photos of Mrs. Boleyn? I have to be candid, folks. I've known a lot of people in my lifetime, husbands and wives, straight people, gay people, couples, non-couples, you name it. I've known a lot of different people with a lot of different kinks, so to speak. But I have to tell you, in my entire experience, no one had ever displayed nude photos of themselves to me under any circumstances, and certainly not a wife displaying nude photos of herself, along with other photos, but nonetheless quite blatantly nude photos, in the presence of her husband. And this is, again, just roughly two hours after I first met the Boleyns. Now, I could go on to tell you a very long story about how I have reason to believe that the Boleyns were following me. Mr. and Mrs. Boleyn were following me on an international trip that I took roughly a year before they first introduced themselves to me. And my realization of that, of course, led in part to my suspicion way, way back that perhaps the Boleyns had another agenda. So you see, there's much more to Mr. and Mrs. Boleyn. A few wags have referred to them as Mr. and Mrs. Smith, as in the famous film about the CIA couple, so to speak. But they are not like you and I, folks. These are people with international connections. These are people, very freewheeling people. And unfortunately, during the past year, my entanglement with them and the entanglement with them by American Free Press has led to a lot of trouble, largely because of the fact that we made the mistake of trusting Christopher Boleyn. That often happens, folks. Sometimes you do trust people that you shouldn't. Sometimes the devil comes very well packaged. And sometimes the devil is a very skillful liar. In recent months, we've heard and seen Christopher Boleyn posting letters of support from people like Ellen Mariani on his website, but what he doesn't tell you is that Ellen Mariani was absolutely angry and astounded to know that that letter she wrote long ago was posted on that website. In fact, she refused to come and testify as a witness for Christopher Boleyn precisely and largely because of his association with Eric Hufschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. William Rodriguez, the 911 hero, whom Boleyn has often continued still to refer to as his friend, totally, thoroughly rejected Christopher Boleyn after Christopher accused William, of all people, of being a Zionist agent. Again, something dictated to him by his intimate partner, and in some respects his puppeteer, Eric Hufschmidt. As one of my email correspondents pointed out, it's very, very possible that it was the quiet whispers of Eric Hufschmidt that led to Christopher's problems and caused the problems that he did have.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins, Piper here with you. You may have thought I had been yanked off the air by Eric Huffschmidt, Daryl Bradford Smith, Helya Brand, Kaskel Belen, and Christopher Belen, but no, it was a technical glitch at this end. Somebody rang my doorbell, folks. Somebody who knew they were not supposed to ring my doorbell while I'm doing a radio broadcast, and oh, they were so apologetic that they did that, but they didn't realize that when they did that, it cut off my dulcet tones from your kindly receiving ears. So, folks, I am back. I think we've exhausted what I had to say about the balloon trial and the bizarre behavior by Mr. Belen and his wife and their new partners, Daryl Bradford Smear, who is obviously a delusional alcoholic, and this is not the first time that someone has reached that conclusion, but he also has the guttural thought processes of the Talmud. Mark Glenn has written a very interesting piece about Daryl Bradford Smith calling in an email to Suzette the Whippet. He called in an email for Jesus Christ to have been aborted. Not a very nice thing to say in any case, and obviously, shall we say, over the top, but this is the mindset. This is the guttural mindset of Daryl Bradford Smith, who is in many respects very satanic. And perhaps the combine of Smith, Huffschmidt, Belen, and Brand Kaskel was a match made in hell. Yeah, it does seem like that, folks. Well, a jury in Chicago will make a decision as to whether or not Christopher Belen is going to be a martyr, as I suspect he would like to be. On the one hand, while Christopher surely, certainly, absolutely deserves some sort of punishment for his betrayal of his friends, myself included, American Free Press, the newspaper that put him on the map, publishing everything that he wrote. for years. Yeah, he does deserve punishment, but that's the kind of punishment that God meets out. I don't necessarily think that Christopher Blin should be jailed for his drunken, belligerent, bizarre behavior, his childish antics. I think Christopher needs to settle down, put some time into raising his children, kick the alcohol, stop showing nude photos of his wife to the first person that comes in the living room, as he did with me. You know, just settle down and, you know, get out of politics. Maybe Christopher should have never got involved in politics. We probably won't have Daryl Bradford Smith around much longer if an email from Eric Huffschmidt is to be believed. And, of course, Eric Huffschmidt is kind of like whack-a-mole at the circus, although not as attractive. You know, the mole pops up and you hit it, and then it goes down and then pops up somewhere else and you hit it again. Mr. Huffschmidt, who is apparently a Jew, even though he's been always attacking everybody else and accusing everybody else of being Jewish, he apparently is a Jew if Christopher Blin is to be believed, or at least part Jewish. And he's certainly linked up to the Murdoch network. His sister-in-law, or his sister, is the wife of Rupert Murdoch's heir apparent, James Murdoch. This appears to have been a big Zionist setup from the very beginning. How much Christopher Blin was manipulated in this, folks, it's hard to tell. People of his type are very ripe for mind control, very ripe for manipulation. That world in which he and Hellebrand Kaskel have moved, the world of the supermodels, we all know, we've all heard the stories of Kathy O'Brien, mind control, beautiful women being used for bizarre purposes. Who knows, folks? Who knows? We probably will never know the truth, but it's been a hell of a tragic year since that fateful day when Christopher Blin was taken down outside his house on August 15th. That's almost a year ago. Okay, folks, we are going to a break here. And when we come back, we'll go to the phones. We're having a little technical difficulties at the network with the connection to get our caller information up, so you'll bear with me. But when we come back, I am going to go to the phones. This is Michael Collins Piper. Thank you for sticking with us during our technical difficulties at this end. We'll be back in a minute or so. Stay by the radio, folks, and listen to the commercials from RBN, because not just because you can handle the truth, but they provide you some good information about products you need to know about.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. Before we go to the calls, I will give you an interesting quotation from Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican of Nebraska. He spoke at the Arab American Institute's annual dinner, and he says he believes Israel and the United States have a special relationship, but he said he resented being told by a pro-Israel activist that if he wants backing from the pro-Israel community, his support for Israel should be quote-unquote automatic. Well, Hagel said, first, I'm an American senator. No relationship should be founded on holding hostage other relationships. He says he wants to have a relationship with Israel, but not at the expense of his friends in the Arab world, in the Muslim world. He says, why must it be a choice? He says it is not a choice. So, folks, here we do have someone, Chuck Hagel, who is daring to say boo to the Israeli lobby. A lot of people aren't willing to say that. Chuck Hagel is. Good for Chuck Hagel. All right, let's go to the phones. We have our resident cynic, our official chief Texas correspondent.
Yes,
Jim,
I'm
from
here.
Texas. Jim, how you doing?
I'm here. And, Mike, it pains me to do this, Mike, but I'm going to have to rat out who your doorbell ringer was. It was your old pal and confidant and mentor, Abe Foxman. At least according to Daryl Bradford Smith, it would have been. And you know and I know and we all know that when Abe rings, everybody answers the door.
Well, actually, the one time in the world that I met Abe Foxman, I went up to him and spoke to him, and he wouldn't even admit to me who he was, and practically fled down the street. He looked like a little fat duck waddling down the street.
Is that before or after you kissed his ring, though, Mike?
Well, I don't think Abe Foxman has a biggest diamond ring as I do, so I'm not going to kiss his ring.
But that wasn't the reason I called. The reason I called was because I've noticed in the last week or so that your buddies, the Three Amigos, have kind of laid off you, and they're going after Mark Glenn, hammer and tong, and I'd perhaps you can explain it to me or to your listeners as why they're after Mark Glenn. So, you know, they're hot and heavy after
him. Well, it comes back to what I said earlier. Mark received copies of some emails which Daryl Bradford Smith sent out saying that Jesus Christ should have been aborted. And, you know, Mark is a little bit more of a Christian than I am, probably to his credit, maybe not necessarily, but probably to his credit. And Mark took umbrage at Daryl's Darrell suggesting that Christ should be aborted. And what struck Mark about Darrell's email to someone else saying this about Christ is that it reminded Mark of nasty, similar emails of the same tone that Mark had received from Talmudists who were speaking of Christ in the very same fashion. So it struck Mark that it's rather odd that Darrell, who has such a large and devoted audience, even among many Christians, that Darrell would use that kind of language referring to Jesus Christ, saying that Jesus Christ should have been aborted. That is pretty tough language, any way you cut it. So I can see why Mark was offended by it, and I can see why a lot of other people would be offended by it. I kind of have this attitude regarding freedom of speech that, you know, all freedom of speech, you know, needs to be protected no matter how outrageous it is. And certainly what Darrell said about Jesus Christ having been aborted is pretty outrageous, and it's certainly protected. But see, the thing is, if you're going to say outrageous things, you have to expect criticism. So that is precisely what Mark Glenn did. He criticized Darrell, and now Darrell has trained his guns in his delusional, perpetual drunkenness. Now he's trained his guns on Mark Glenn. Well, I think Mark can take care of himself.
Well, yeah, he can. I know Mark. He can take care of himself. But the thing is, if you were talking about nasty correspondence, emails, written and every other kind, you could have a 3,000-page epilogue about the stuff that you've received in the last 25 or 30 years.
Well, I mean, you know that's true. Although I have to say, I have to say in all accuracy that I haven't received. Let me put it this way. I have received some hate mail, and invariably the hate mail is always very, very foul, right out of the Talmud, no question about that. But I would say on the scale of the nice mail versus the bad mail that I've received, the evil mail, whether it's snail mail or whether it's been email, has probably only been about 5%, if truth be told. So I'm fortunate. I'm fortunate myself in that most of the correspondence I've received over the years has been friendly correspondence. Usually, you know, from people I've never heard from and never will hear from them again. They just write to say, "Hey, I read your book," or "I liked your article. Keep up the good work." So I've always appreciated that.
Mike, that's only been because you've been protected by your old pal and confidant and mentor, Abe Foxman. If it hadn't been for that, you'd have probably had. You couldn't possibly store all the stuff you had. I'm going by Darrell Bradford Smith's explanation of you. Now,
you're absolutely right. That's good, Jim, because you know that is the kind of twisted. That is the kind of twisted mentality there. But, you know, when you account for the fact that, one time Darrell called me up on the phone very, very late at night after I had done my radio show, and he says to me, he missed the show on Monday. He called me up and he says, Mike, I'm going to admit to you, he says, I'm drunk, Mike. And then he goes on and on and on, and he says to me, he says, "You know why I called you, Mike? You know how Darrell talks. You know why I called you, Mike?" He says, "I want to be a guest on your show." Well, I said, "All right, Darrell." I was getting ready to go out. I said, "Darrell, I'll tell you what. Call my show on Monday." Well, you know, Darrell didn't make the show. And the reason why, of course, is because he probably forgot that he'd even made the arrangements in this middle of this drunken rant. He'd probably forgotten to be on the show. So in many respects, I don't think Darrell even remembers a lot of the things that he says. And, of course, then he's being plied and manipulated by Eric Huffschmidt, and they, in turn, have plied and manipulated Berlin. So it's a very strange relationship there, and it's a very poisonous relationship. It's a bizarre special relationship that's almost as dangerous as the U.S. special relationship with Israel, Jim.
Yeah, and plus the fact that he's sitting there in his 17th century French farmhouse, liberally partaking of the fine French wine, which everybody knows is the finest in the world, and so therefore, why wouldn't he forget to call you on Monday?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. You know, that same phone call where Daryl was very, and there were a couple other times where he called me very late at night, which would mean that it was some very odd hour in France. And Daryl was talking about people outside his house, and he was sitting there with a gun, and he was ready to take care of them and everything, you know. And I began to realize at that point that things weren't wrapped too tight there in Lyon, France, or wherever Daryl is broadcasting from. But I always thought it quite peculiar, I must say this.
It might have been the Huffman Estates police sitting outside. That's why he had to have the gun.
Well, you know, considering the fact that Daryl and Eric are constantly talking about pedophilia on the air in their broadcasts, I found it really peculiar in this one conversation with Daryl, where he must have spent 10 or 20 minutes, it was an inordinate amount of time, talking about Christopher Boleyn's children. Two children I've always been very, very fond of, really nice kids. But Daryl was going on and on about these kids in a very negative way, just absolutely obsessed with them. And I remember later on, as I began to hear more of Daryl's broadcast, and he and Eric are constantly talking about sex and their presumptions of what other people may or may not be doing with people of the same sex or people with animals and things like this, I began to realize that there were some other mental processes at work with Daryl and Eric, and they feed on one another. I recall one of Eric's broadcasts where he came on and he actually said that what the power elite do is invite people to parties and get them drunk and bring a dog in and suggest that the people have sex with the dog and say, hey, it's really cool, this is, you ought to try it out, and then people follow their lead and do have sex with a dog, and then they get photographed and they use that as blackmail against them. Now, I'm here to tell you, in my sordid existence, I have never been asked to do anything like that, and I don't know of anybody else who has ever been asked to do anything like that.
But the whole point of my call, Mike, is according to the way they've been going after Mark Glynn with the invective, they could say the dog was Mark Glynn. I mean, they're going after him hammer and tongs, so to speak. And I don't know why. I mean, he wrote a couple columns that was kind of disparagingly of him, you know, but nothing to invite what they've done to him.
Well,
in the
I think Mark's writing skill, he's got a real sense of humor, but he's also very serious at the same time. He has a real capacity to combine a lot of humor there. I think probably his writing in this regard has just hit too close to home. I think that's what it is. You know, I mean, it's pinpointed their corrupt and evil personalities, the very corrupt souls of Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huffschmidt, who in many respects, I would say Daryl is almost soulless. I think his soul, like his liver, has rotted away. And I think that's probably, you know, when you hit evil right between the eyes and really pinpoint it for what it is, it's like holding a cross up to the vampire.
Right.
And I think essentially that's what's happened here with Mark's writings.
And I think also, as an aside, I think it's for the fact that Mark also speaks French. And that to Daryl is a slap, you know. I don't know if you know how the frogs are. I call them frogs.
I call my French friends frogs, but
right,
anyway.
They hate people that speak French because they don't speak it perfectly. You know, that's the way the frogs are. They demand that you speak French, and when you make a nuanced mistake of some sort or another, then they immediately ridicule you. That's the way the frogs are.
That's funny.
You know that I know what I'm talking about because I speak a little French. So that's the way the frogs are, and Daryl is, I don't know what, he became a frog, I guess.
We don't, look, what Daryl Bradford Smith is or was remains a great subject of mystery, a subject that a lot of people would like to find out the answer to. But ultimately, as I say, Darryl's real judge will be God himself, just like with Christopher Boleyn. You know, I don't want to see Christopher go to jail. I really don't. I mean, you know, he certainly deserves it. Certainly deserves it for the way he betrayed me and everybody else at American Free Press. But for what he's been accused of, you know, let the poor schlep go. Let the poor guy just, you know, send him off. Let him move back to Sweden with his rich countess. Let him move back to Israel and get back with his Israeli wife. I mean, but, you know, just let the guy go. That way he won't bother the neighbors in Hoffman Estates. He won't bother the police.
The only reason he deserves to go to jail is because of his abject stupidity and the way he handled the whole situation with the cops cruising by his place. If they were cruising by his place, okay, he handled it 100% wrong. Exactly the opposite of what a person should do. And that's...
Yeah, I've had, over the years, I've had a couple encounters with the police, sometimes due to no fault of my own. And I know that the one thing you do is you don't mouth off to them.
No.
You don't make any sudden moves. You treat them like they are God himself. Because
right.
In that kind of situation, the police are God. They've got
right.
The guns. They've got the billy clubs. And they're generally bigger than you are.
And when you call the police, you wait for them at your front door. You don't go out to the street and start challenging them. You wait at your front door. Yes, I called you, and this is the reason I called you. Okay? That's what a normal person would do. You don't go out and start mouthing off. These guys are, what are you doing here, and who are you? You wait for them to come to your door because you called them. Supposedly, that's what he did. You called him. You wait for him to come to your front door and say, look, you guys are the ones I called about. And you got all the witnesses, including his brother, who is going to get help. And that was the dumbest thing I ever heard of. I'm going to go get my brother for help.
Yeah,
I
mean,
that's
this
like
is
saying, you know, hey, I'm going to go in to talk to my well-armed brother who has an arsenal inside the house. That's stupid.
Yeah, it's I mean, you know, and I can tell you firsthand that, as I say, in one experience I had with the police, which was a mix-up situation. They could have thought that I was a bad guy, but due to my demeanor, they understood that I was kind of an innocent, you know, I was kind of how can you describe this? What's the old saying? Innocent bystander.
Yeah.
So they can tell by your demeanor whether or not you are, and generally that's the case. They're pretty much able to judge because these people have been on the streets for a long time. And they know. So basically, that's what it comes down to. It was just a sorry situation, and I don't have any doubt. I know that the ADL keeps files on me. I know that the ADL has files on Christopher Boleyn and lots of other people. The ADL does work very closely with intelligence agencies, but they did not set up Christopher Boleyn. Christopher
right.
Boleyn set himself up.
But, Mike, the reason you got out of your little tuffle with the police was you immediately started name-dropping. You said, my good friend Abe Foxman and my good friend Morris Days and my good friend Marvin Heyer, and you started name-dropping, and they didn't dare touch you. Okay?
Well, you see, that's exactly you've captured that mindset well, Jim. You've captured that whole crazy mindset so well. And you know, the thing is, it will fade because you know, whatever happens to Christopher Boleyn, whether he's sent packing to jail or whether they let him free, as I hope they do, I think we're pretty much done with him after this.
Yeah, but I wish you'd quit picking on poor old Mark Glenn. He didn't do anything to anybody.
All right, Jim.
I'll let you go, Mike.
I got to run. I have another caller patiently waiting for the last 5 minutes of the show. Stay tuned, folks. We're wrapping it up here. And I hope we are indeed wrapping it up with the gruesome threesome. Oops, maybe I shouldn't have referred to it as a threesome.
K Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
When we're wrapping up the hour, I didn't intend to talk the whole hour about Kinkster Balloon, but I guess it's the time to discuss it, especially with these malicious attacks on Mark Glenn for having blown the whistle on the bizarre antichrist behavior of Daryl Bradford Smith. In any case, we have another caller who's been waiting very patiently, and we're only going to have a minute or so for him, but I'm going to go ahead and bring him up, Mike from Illinois. Mike, come on up. Sorry about that.
Hey, Mike, could I take a guess who was ringing your doorbell?
You can take a guess.
Was it Senator Carl Levin returning Ariel Sharon's boar head?
No, it wasn't him.
Okay. Just wondering. before I get to my quick point.
Go ahead.
Did you get my email over the weekend?
I'll tell you what, I have not been able to check my email for a couple days due to some computer glitches and things like that. I'm a little bit behind on that. I'll be going down to the American Free Press office. Now wait a minute. Let me just think for a minute. Maybe. Well, in any case, I'm going to be checking my email tomorrow. So by that point, I should know if I got your email or not.
Okay.
I usually once I get an email, I usually at least send a quick note back, so you should get one probably tomorrow, depending on the problems with the email. We were having a computer problem at the office where I checked some of my emails, and I just finally got up and walked away.
Gotcha. Okay, it was Michael Collins Piper 1960, right?
Yahoo. Michael Collins Piper 1960 at yahoo.com. That's
okay.
Right.
All right, you should have an email or two from me.
Okay, I will check it. Yeah, but like I say, I've had more problems computer-wise. One of the sorry things is I can't even access Daryl Bradford Smith's website anymore, so I missed some of his wisdom.
real quick, do you think that story, I don't know if I asked this before, but of these five Mossad agents being arrested for taking pictures and celebrating, it is true? And if so, how can we prove that? Because people say, oh, well, do you think...
Well, I can tell you very quickly, the Forward newspaper wrote about that. You can check the archives at forward.com. They very definitively said, according to their sources, that some of those guys were working with Israeli intelligence. And that's Forward newspaper at forward.com. If you do get up there, on the Forward website and uh-huh. search the website, you can find some of what they themselves have written about it.
Yeah, I read that it was on the Fox News website at the time until they were paid a visit by Abe Foxman of the ADL, who instructed them to take.
Oh,
it down.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question. There's absolutely no question that those guys were connected to Israeli intelligence, probably the Mossad. Because Israel has different intelligence agencies like we do, and their activities, there may have been actually more than one of those groups of people doing precisely the same thing. So, yeah, it's okay. another one of those little elements that point toward Israeli involvement in 9/11.
All right, Mike, watch out for Carl Levin there.
All right, Mike, I'll send you an email back after I check him tomorrow. All right,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, maybe tomorrow we'll get the news on Christopher Balloon and his fate. In any case, thanks for listening in. Stay tuned here to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can handle the truth, folks, and you do need to support this network to keep it thriving. Thanks for listening in. Now stay tuned for Rick Adams.
It's true.